Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iraq's Christian heritage is like its wetland marshes. What was once teeming with life had been drained off and resembled a desert. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says,
"The Christians are being told we want a Muslim-only nation. We do not want any Christians here." This is similar to what's going on today in northern Sudan.
Extremists are targeting Christians and driving them out of the country. Today, there's roughly 300,000 left of the 1.2 million there were 20 years ago. Still, church leaders who remain are encouraging the remnant to stay.
There's a sense in which the salt and light that Christians are to be in a land must remain there. And this is the appeal that Christians are making to us for our prayers on their behalf.
Open Doors is coming alongside this remnant to help. Why? Remember the comparison to the wetland marshes? A civil engineer found a way to get the water from the Tigris and Euphrates flowing back. They're teeming with life now. So it is with the seeds of the church. And when was the last time that you walked outside barefoot? According to the Centers for Disease Control, hundreds of millions of people are infected with a soil-transmitted disease. But impoverished kids often don't have any other choice. They have to go barefoot. Maria Brugal of Buckner International says that'll soon change in the Dominican Republic. In early August, a Shoes for Orphan Souls team will bring around 600 new pairs of shoes to the DR. This trip is more than about shoes, though.
It's for them to understand that they are important for the Lord.
Want to go? You can sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa needs prayer. Sat7's offering you a free set of four beautiful bookmarks to help you do that. Keep one in your Bible and share the others with friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.